Now we come to one of the most remarkable chapters that's in the Bible. I think it's chapter 14 of Joshua. Caleb is given Hebron. This man, Caleb, is a remarkable man. Personally, I think he's just as remarkable as Joshua is. And I want you to get acquainted with him here in the 14th chapter. Now, will you notice, and I'm reading, "And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe." Now, I have put in the notes on Joshua a map that shows the position of the 12 tribes. We find that Gad and Reuben are on the east bank, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Then you have, beginning way down in the south, Simeon and Judah and Benjamin and Dan and Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar, Zebulun, Naphtali, Asher, and Dan way up north, all the way from Dan down to Beersheba. The land is divided with the tribes. Now, we're going to have something to say about that later on. But notice now, verse 5 of chapter 14 of Joshua, "As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land." This was the way it was, and we'll see that as we move along. "Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." Now, here's a man, friends, who wholly followed the Lord my God. Now, you want a recipe today for long life and a good life? Well, here it is. Here is a man who wholly followed the Lord my God, he says. Now, listen to him. Verse 10. "And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in." Now, here's this man. He is now 85 years old, and he's getting up in years. And yet he says, "I am as strong this day as I was the day that Moses sent me into this land." Now, that means that he spent 40 years in that wilderness, and during that 40 years, everyone else of the children of Israel died. That generation that came out of the land of Egypt, every one of them died, friends. Everyone except this man and Joshua. And this man, apparently, he found the fountain of youth. He says, "I'm just as strong as I was that day." And you remember, he went in the land and he brought back a minority report. And you'll recall that crowd, when they saw the giants in the land, they wanted to return to Egypt. They wanted to go back to slavery, brickyards, the lash of the taskmaster, chains and shackles, groaning under burdens, and no straw to make brick. And the Lord Jesus, you remember, said, "If a man put his hand to the plow, let him keep going. And take up your bed and walk." And the Puritan said the reason the Lord said that, you're to make no arrangement for a relapse. And so this man Caleb said, "Let's go into the land. That's what we were called to do." You know, this man now has been out in the wilderness 40 years, and that wilderness killed off those other folk, but it didn't hurt this man at all. In fact, he found it as a very healthy place to be. Now, I suppose that many a day that somebody would come up to Caleb and says, "Oh, Brother Caleb, isn't it terrible out here in this wilderness? Oh, it's so hot today. It is terrible. It looks like God would be nicer to us than he's been. It looks like he'd do something for us. Oh, Brother Caleb, isn't it terrible?" And Brother Caleb would say, "Well, I hadn't noticed it." "You mean you hadn't noticed it's so hot today?" "Well," he says, "we just well face up the facts. I noticed the thermometer's 118 today, pretty warm." But he said, "You know what I was thinking?" He said, "I was thinking about those grapes of Eshcol that I saw. And I was thinking about that city of Hebron. Our father Abraham liked that place. He moved down there. I like that place. I want that place. And that's where I'm going." And this man out in the desert, he was able to think of the future. He had a great hope. And, you know, he didn't age at all out there. But the rest of the crowd, they died off. My friend, you want to lengthen your life? You want to be healthy? Let me give you a good formula, Caleb's formula. We're down here in a world that's filled with, oh, I tell you, there are a lot of things you can complain about, and I do my share of it. But the interesting thing is, what about your hope today? What about the future? Why, this man for 40 years in that wilderness was enjoying all the spiritual blessings that was his in Christ. And by the way, are you enjoying all the spiritual blessings that God has for you today? You say, "Oh, I'm having trouble. It's terrible." Yes, I grant you. I get letters from people really in trouble. My heart goes out to them. But I always think of the Negro years ago in the South when he got up to give a testimony. He says, "My favorite verse in the Bible is, it came to pass." Everybody looked puzzled. And the preacher asked him, said, "What do you mean, came to pass?" He says, "You know, the reason I like that verse is because when I get into trouble and problems come to me," said, "I just turn to that. It came to pass. And I know that my trouble and my problems, they've just come to pass, and they're going to pass away before long, and I won't have them much longer." Oh, my friend today, to have that attitude toward life. That's the Christian attitude, a hope in this life. And we need that today. Now notice what he says. He says, "Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims," they were giants, by the way, "they were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said." You see, he believed God too. He's a man of faith. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. Now, you'll recall when we were in Genesis that Abraham went there. It means communion. It's the place of fellowship. This man had enjoyed fellowship with God. Now he wants to go to that place. Notice, Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Someday, friends, we'd be rewarded. And you'll not be rewarded about the great amount of work you've done for God. It won't be whether you were prominent or whether people heard about you or you were before the public. The important thing is, did you wholly follow the Lord? That's the important thing. Oh, that God's people would learn today the most important thing in this life is to wholly follow the Lord. Caleb, the man of God, he took Hebron. There were giants there, but he said, "That's what I want, the very best spot." Oh, that you and I today might press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.